A word of warning that this episode was pre-recorded about 2 or 3 weeks ago before the announcement of the anthology series Shock. So when we get to this predictions and what we'd like to see, don't be surprised when Martin revises history and pitches just that book. Thanks for listening.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Aftershock Central Podcast Holiday Special. I know you may be wondering, Martin, I know that's you. Where's Ronnie? Where's Jack? I hate to tell you folks, they have both quit this podcast. They came to me and said, Martin, we hate Aftershock. We can't do it anymore. And so I said, no problem. See you later, alligator. I'm just kidding. They never said that. But joining me for this very special holiday episode, my brother from another mother, my podcast concubine, as they say, Mr. Nick Wetmore.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes.
It's a comfy couch invasion.
A comfy couch invasion.
The Nerdy Legion has taken this over for a mini episode.
That's right. So we're recording this way ahead of time. So if something happened, too bad. We're not talking about it. But Nick, you had this fantastic idea that we should take over all the podcasts. And that's what we're doing. So I have a question for you, Nick.
Yes?
Which is actually your question to me.
So?
In the email that you sent me. But what genre should Aftershock go into next?
Ay-yay-yay.
I mean, I have some thoughts.
Okay. Well, I have read a few titles with Aftershock, not nearly the entire line, full disclosure. Loved everything I've read so far. Very exciting. I would like to, right now, I would love to have a military comic.
Ooh.
And that could even be like a haunted tank. I don't even mind if it's a blend of like young romance and I don't want to say horror. I want haunted. I want like House of Mystery. Hmm. I don't want gore horror, but I think a blending of two genres, especially two genres that have been thrown by the wayside. If you look at all of the large publishers,
mm-hmm.
like they're putting out omnibuses left and right, but where is A House of Secrets? Where is Sergeant Rock? What, like, you have classic creators, and you can't tell me 300 issues plus of Sergeant Rock, you can't find an omnibus somewhere in there? But I would love to have a current writer, an artist, who has a passion for, you know, young romance, you know, put together with a mystery comic, or a mystery comic put together with a military comic, or heck, I'll even take a romantic military comic. It doesn't have, like, I would love to see a blend like that of two genres that aren't, I won't even say popular. How do you know that they're not popular? I haven't seen a Western comic since Palmiotti.
Yeah.
And that ended years ago. And sure, it might not have sold, but guess what? You can mix it up. You can do something with, you know, putting two genres together. And I think that would be an interesting take. And I don't know if Aftershock is one of those publishers that will put its flag in the ground and be like, we're going to put out 100 issues of this. I think they're very happy with a creator coming in and being like, I have 20 issues mapped out in my head, and that's as big as that comic book's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're fine with that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, what does it matter, right? I think a company the size of Aftershock could easily take chances on stuff that would never work anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I keep bringing this up to a lot of people in a lot of different publishers, and everybody that I bring it up to gives me the same exact answer. But when I talk to our friends about it, or people that listen to our podcasts about it, they all tell me, oh my God, I would love it if anybody would do something like that. So,
I mean, I've told you one-on-one about how much that Garth Ennis war story for Aftershock affected me.
The Dreaming Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even like war comics, and I really dug Dreaming Eagles.
I mean, I've read it twice, and I've peeled a tear both times.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, maybe it does take a creator of his magnitude to be like, look, this is what I feel passionate about, and this is what I want to do. So if you want me, this is what you're going to have to do. But I think they're, and I will agree with publishers, are you going to get an 18-year-old to read that comic book?
Nope.
A young romance comic? Any of the genres I named? Probably not. But guess what? Comic books are, if you haven't figured out your demographics, a lot older. And guess what? People my age, people younger than me, heck, 10 years younger than me, I think we all would like to read a genre that has been long gone. Like, I miss Marvel team-up. I miss putting two books together and making one book, even if it's just for a couple issues. It's fun.
Well, and I wonder if we're going to change it. So what I would like is an anthology series.
Like short stories.
Yeah, short stories. Doesn't matter the genre. Mm-hmm. Right, just a collection of short stories. And like Dark Horse tried it, and I don't know if they're still doing it. You know, the Dark Horse Presents.
No, I think that ended, but look how long that went.
But it ran forever, and it just recently ended.
Right.
I think Image was doing one. I think in the magazine they were doing something like that. But so I don't care what the genre is. Like, if they have to do one with a specific genre, that's fine. Like Zenoscope does, oh god, what's it called? Not Grimm's Fairy Tales. Tales, oh god. It's like Grimm's Fairy Tales, Tales of Horror, something like that. I don't remember exactly. But it's almost like the EC stuff that I was reading. Like in an anthology horror series. So in every issue, they have like two or three stories, and they're kind of like Twilight Zone-y or, you know, something like that. Or Tales from the Crypt, maybe. And it's really good. And I don't know if it's still going on. I used to pick it up every month. And I just kind of quit when I started knocking stuff off my pull list. But I would love an anthology series of some sort.
I would love to see a Phil Hester sci-fi short story.
I would love to see a Phil Hester anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like Joe Pruitt, there's no way he doesn't have a short story sci-fi.
Oh, sure, right.
Like, even if it's just like, hey, just give me 6 to 8 pages. Well, like, I mean, what, like, an artist can't commit to 20 issues, but I'm guessing that some artists, if it's a passion project, they can commit to 8 pages. You know, you're not locking them down for 3 years of their life. You're locking them down to 2 months of their life.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Your anthology, because your anthology could blend both of our wants together.
If I remember correctly, when Joe was doing Caliber Comics back in the day, didn't they have an anthology series? I'm pretty sure they did, because that's how they found Alan Moore had stories in there. Bendis, his first book was out of Caliber, and I think he might have had a short story in that anthology before AKA Goldfish came out. Negative Burn, yeah, that's it. I found it. Negative Burn.
Yeah. There were plenty of up-and-coming people in that.
Yep. Oh, God, that was so good.
And you know what's great about those? They rarely are that dated.
Oh, sure.
It's like right now, EC, I can easily go back and read EC stuff. Mm-hmm. No worries. But if it was done as a modern storytelling, and it stripped out all of the, like, let me talk about in the word bubble exactly what's happening on the page. If they stripped out all of that, oh my gosh, it'd be so much better of a read. I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I think anthology would be perfect. Even if it's quarterly, that would be so fun. Cause I remember even DC and Vertigo, they would put out like Christmas specials and like quarterly specials.
Yep.
And those were great. They were oversized. They cost the extra, but not that much. And then you got all of these fantastic creators.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the next couple of years. Because now that DC's doing their focus, they're doing a lot of Elseworlds stories so they can sell them directly in the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing out Brave and the Bold again.
Yay.
It's only a 6-issue mini, but still.
That's okay.
Right? That's what I'm saying. At least try it and see what happens. And I think if Brave and the Bold does well, I thought they were bringing something else back. Oh, you know what? No, Marvel. Marvel's doing Marvel Team-Up.
Yeah. Starting with Thing and Johnny Storm.
Yep, and Johnny. So if those things go well for those companies, And people start saying, oh my God, because let's be honest, you're right. Kids aren't reading comics. It's old people like us reading comics.
Yeah.
When they start seeing like, oh, hey, like these type of stories that we used to do back in the day, people are really digging them. They're telling us they want more of it. How about we try, say, an anthology series? Or let's bring back like a Western comic, like Jonah Hex or whatever, you know, whatever. Or like a true Western. And I got to tell you, the Westerns in movies generally do pretty well because they're so few and far between nowadays.
Yeah.
And those things have a market, right? It might not be a huge market, but there's a market. I'm curious, like romance comics, for example. You know, DC had the Dead Man. Oh, God. I can't remember what it's called. But it was like a gothic horror romance thing.
Yep.
With Dead Man. It came out last year. And it was really good. But again, very niche market. And I guess romance comics haven't really been a thing for decades, but still. I mean, like, Archie's still around, right? They've shifted a lot of their stuff over, but they've also realized they needed to bring back the old style, so now they're doing both. So, I don't know. I think an anthology would be interesting. I'd like to see... I wonder what the market is, because I know, like, Boom and IDW do really well with children's comics, but I think a lot of that... A little success there might be because they do a lot of licensed properties.
Oh, for sure.
So I wonder if that's the case. But I think it'd be really interesting to see Aftershock try something for a younger demographic. Because, like, I've tried to get the girls to read comics, but it's hard to find comics aimed towards my kids. And, like, Zoe likes, she'll read comics, but she'll read the hell out of, like, My Little Pony, or, like, Regular Show, or, like, the Frozen comic, or stuff like that. Stuff that she watches on TV. But I think the problem is nobody really does comics for kids a whole lot.
No, it's either based around a Cartoon Network property. It's always based on IPs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the only one that I can think of...
It's a Mario or a Sonic comic.
Yeah, exactly. The only one that comes directly to mind is Andy Rutten's Owly, which he's been doing for forever. But outside of that, like, I can't think of anything that's long-running.
Well, this wasn't long-running, but... And I don't even know if it was marketed towards children or even young adults, but one that I still hold in high regard, and I think it was Homage that put it out, but it was James Robinson and Paul Smith, Leave It to Chance. And it was all about a girl and her pet dragon. And it's just the adventures that all of a sudden they're on a pirate ship for one issue. Like, it's, and it was so pitch perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think it'd be interesting though, and I think maybe some publishers don't want to do it, because they feel like they'd have to sell the books at $3.99 or $4.99. I mean, that's what IDW and Boom do for those licensed books, right? They're like $4.99, $5.99.
Right.
And if I want to get my kids reading comics, like, do I want them to spend $6 on a comic they're going to read? I mean, they might read it a bunch of times, but it'll be all tore up, you know? It's going to go under the bed, like under the pillow, whatever. Just take a page out of Alterna. Do some young kid comics for $1.50. You know, cheap newsprint. They don't have to be super long. They don't even have to be 22 pages, right?
Sure.
They could be whatever, 15 pages, $1.50. I'll buy all of them so my kids can read them, because I would love for my kids to read more comics. Or, you know, go the other way. Start putting out like, $9.99 graphic novels specifically tailored to kids.
Yeah. I think that's a smart investment.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I ask you one quick question? I know we have to go.
Sure.
But can I ask you one quick Aftershock question?
Absolutely.
And this is fantasy baseball. And I know you hate fantasy baseball, but it's fantasy Aftershock. How about that?
Oh, I like this.
Okay. And I know I'm springing this on you. Aftershock crossover. Two titles that cross over into each other.
Ooh.
What would you like to see?
Ooh, that's hard. Because
I have two that I would bounce off of just off the top of my head. I have two.
Well, I think the most obvious one for me would be Super Zero and Alters. And God, I would love if they brought back Super Zero.
I didn't even think that. That's a good call.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
Because the tone is pretty close together.
Yeah, it's close. And I think you know, we didn't see a whole lot of I can't remember the main character in Super Zero, but we didn't see a whole lot of her world after she turned into a superhero, because most of it happens before that happens. But it seems like that character would be bringing a little bit of light into the Alters universe, because it's not dark, but like there's some dark crap going on. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So yeah, I think that'd be interesting.
Can I give you my two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I would say Baby Teeth and Blood Blister.
That would be fun. I like it.
Yeah, that tonally, I think that would work really nice. My other one would be Jackpot and Jimmy's Bastards.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, since you brought that up, you know it would fit really well also. Rough Riders.
Ooh, yes.
And The Revisionist.
Oh my god, dude, I was trying to figure out who I could pair The Revisionist with.
Right?
You're so right.
That's like the most obvious one.
Yeah, because I was thinking The Normals with either of those, and I'm like, no, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Yep.
Maybe The Normals Black Eyed?
I would... Here's the problem.
Normals is tough.
Yeah, Normals is tough.
Yeah.
Normals is tough. I could see like Black Eyed Kids with Pestilence.
Ooh, good call. Yeah.
But of course, like none of the cast would be there, except the Boy King, you know, because it would happen whatever it is 800 years ago.
I was gonna say it would almost be like an origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
or an alternative universe.
Yep.
Yeah. If they want ideas, have them. Like I would love. I love crossover events.
Yep.
I think they're tons of fun.
Look, here's the deal. If I have an idea for Marvel or DC, it's trademark Nerd Legion 2017.
Yeah.
But anybody else, if I have an indie comics idea, it's all yours. Mm-hmm. All I ask is that you put me in your comic.
Yes. not just in name only, a likeness as well.
Yes, a likeness as well.
Yes.
Hey, let's wrap this one up. This has been the Nerd Legion podcast. Oh, wait, no. It's the Nerd Legion Takes Over. Aftershock Central Podcast. Yeah. I hope everyone enjoys the holidays. Nick and I, if you enjoy this conversation, are on the Nerd Legion podcast. So you can go to nerdlegion.com/podcast/nerdylegion. And we're there like at least once a week, sometimes twice, sometimes three times. Nick's at Nick Wetmore on Twitter, Emma Geekvine. Of course, the show is at Aftershock Pod. Have a safe one.